Moving on, third one. I'll just pull this back up here. Okay. How could I be so lucky as to get some playing time with you one day? It's a very good question. I wish I had an answer for you on that. But there's not one answer. Everybody that I've played with online, it's all been for different reasons. Whether it's a witty remark or it's just something that I find interesting, that they say, like in their, you know, initial chat request. You know, there's no one thing. I get a lot of chat requests, especially after, like right after a new post. So, you know, I'm getting so many chats. Like I pretty much just have to ignore them all because there's no way I can weed through them. So that's really hard. The other factors is time. Like I said, if I'm getting like, you know, if I'm getting, you know, 10 chat requests every time, you know, I refresh Reddit, and then it's just like, I can't even, if I'm getting, you know, that much just constantly, it's like, oh, like I don't get notifications. But yeah, if I'm talking to somebody and it's just like, ding, 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 it just, oh my gosh, so many, and it gets really exhausting. But not that I'm saying I don't like getting them. It's just that I physically, there's just not any way that I could respond to everyone. So the first thing is just luck of what you say. For whatever reason, it rubs me the right way, and I want to talk. The second factor is time. If you're sending a chat request when every other person is, it's probably going to get overlooked, just because I can only do so much. And so that's one thing. And then also, if you just like happen to send me a chat request when I'm like super horny, and don't have anybody on the line right then, like you're probably gonna get in there. So yeah, so that's that. Those are the two things that are gonna be the big factors, is just what you say and when you say it. But there's no really one answer on that. Do you think your husband would want to watch you have sex with a bull? Oh no, I'm sorry, we're not into bestiality. Obviously I'm kidding, that was a really bad joke, sorry. No, honestly, I don't think he would. He's very, very vanilla. I would be into it, but I would only be into it if he was. And I think that'd be a really hard sell. So yes, yeah, he probably wouldn't, but I'd be okay with it if he was. All right, here's the threesome question that I'm not gonna skip over, because this one I feel like it was kind of the most thorough. Have you or would you try MMF three-way, you on your hands and knees sucking a cock while being fucked from behind? I can say with 100% certainty, yes, I would do that, because I have, I think I was 18, maybe 19, had just gotten my first apartment, and it was a really hole in the ground place that I'm pretty lucky I didn't get like shot or like stabbed by like a drug needle or something. It was rough. But I threw a little party for my friends, and I had been flirting with one guy that was there, and another guy had been flirting really hard with me. After everybody left, we decided to take it to the next level, and yeah, that's exactly what we did. You know, and it was a lot of work for me. It was more work than I thought it would be, because I got literally no break. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I, you know, if I was younger, if I was not married, I would totally do that again. It's worth it. It's a lot of fun. Definitely something that everybody should try at least once. All right. Next one. What's your favorite food? So you guys are gonna laugh at this. My kindergartners think it's hilarious. So I love pizza, obviously, because who doesn't? And I also love vegetables. Huge veg. Like, I would just find, like, if I ate nothing but vegetables all day long, I'd be happy as a clam. So I love to put veggies on my pizza. Obviously, that just makes sense. So, the standard, green pepper, tomato, onions, pretty normal. And then I like to add minced garlic, because apparently I don't want anybody to kiss me. I eat a lot of garlic. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Garlic is freaking amazing. So then, yeah, so those are, the basics that I like on there. But then I add zucchini. Still not that weird. But then I add broccoli. Hear me out. Broccoli on pizza is fucking delicious, and you should try it because it's really good. And it doesn't sound like it should be good, but it's really good. And don't judge me, okay? Because pizza with broccoli is legit. All right. And after that one, let's do how many dicks do you think you can handle in one night? Well, I know I can handle two because I did that three-way. Sorry, you guys, I don't know if that's getting picked up or not, but my dog is dreaming and whimpering. So if you hear some weird sounds, that's my dog. Okay, so obviously I can handle two because that's what I've done. Physically, I don't know how many I can handle. But honestly, like, as much as my, persona on Reddit here is like this super slutty teacher, I do really like to think of myself as a good girl. And honestly, I'd probably rather be a one dick a day girl, if I'm being perfectly honest. Okay, I'll pause this here.